Today, the residential tenancy officer issued a decision in my case. The landlord, Marcus Rangibar, was seeking to have me rent evicted. And I also made a counterclaim because there were a number of repairs that he had failed to do. And so the decision came forward and they have rejected his application to have me rent evicted. And they've also ordered him to pay an amount of approximately $800.
On September 12, a residential tenancy officer issued a decision dismissing the application by landlord Marcus Rangibar to rent evict tenant Stacy Gomez. Today we're here with Stacy Gomez. Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, Stacy, tell us what today's news was all about. What is the latest development?
Yes, so the landlord, Marcus Rangibar, has been trying to get me rent evicted. Hearing at the Residential Tenancy Board, they ruled in my favor today. This means that I will be able to remain in my home of close to 5 years. And also, the landlord was ordered to pay approximately $800 to me for issues that I presented, including repairs that I requested that he failed to make, and also just loss of the use of my space.
And I understand you were also documenting publicly. Can you tell us some of the issues that you encountered and what you showed?
Yes, so I shared in a YouTube video just what was going on in my home a few weeks ago, where one day, for example, I came home and the landlord had demolished the front steps of the building without giving me any notice. So I actually haven't received mail since that day. In addition, one day I woke up and they were demolishing my deck and also demolishing my garden. And then at the same time, they had put up scaffolding and red tape, which was making it difficult to get into my home. And even at one point, they were doing work on the kind of entrance that I use. It's like a little pathway that I use to get to my unit, because my unit is in the back. And the landlord was there. There was a worker there. The worker was on the scaffolding, and there wasn't enough space for me to get through. So I asked the worker, "Can I come through?" And he said yes. And he was moving the scaffolding. And the landlord told him, "You don't have to do that. She knows that she doesn't need to be here." And I told him, "You don't have a right to prevent me from getting into my home." And he said, "I can do whatever the F I want." So those are a few examples. He also posted a note on my entry doors that said, if I died due to the construction, even if it was for reasons such as his negligence, that he wouldn't be held responsible. So these are some of the actions that I've been subjected to just in the past, I would say in the past month approximately, but that's not even everything because there's so many things that happened before then too.
This feels fairly monumental for you, what you've been fighting for. How does it feel to kind of get this decision?
It feels like a victory for tenant rights in Nova Scotia. I think there's so many people who are in similar situations like myself. Who maybe don't know what their rights are, maybe don't feel confident to challenge when a landlord is trying to get them rent evicted. And so I think this is pretty huge in terms of tenant rights in the province, and it is a relief because I have felt all along that what he's doing is not right. He's not following the rules, and was not very strong, and so to have that upheld by the residential tenancies program does feel good.
So, have you had any communication with the landlord at this point ever since this whole process has started? What's that been like?
I haven't heard from the landlord since the decision came today, but yes, I am in regular touch with the landlord around. For example, even the orders that were made by the municipality, and so on, I've been in touch with them.
You have some supporters here today. Who's along with you, and how's it feel to kind of have this support system behind you?
So community members are here showing solidarity and support for me in this situation, and also for tenants in the province. And definitely throughout this process, I have felt supported by a broader community, even just walking down the street.
How worried are you that he'll even abide by the order, that he won't continue to try to get you out of there?
I am still concerned that he's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, and so I am concerned. Just the track record in terms of what has happened so far does make me concerned, and so I am still going to continue to be on high alert for what happens next.
So what is supposed to happen next as far as the order goes?
In terms of his application to have me rent evicted, that was declined, so he doesn't have any authority to evict me at this point. In terms of the other part, the amount that he has been ordered to pay, I still have to figure out what the next steps around that are.
Has he been cashing your rent checks throughout all this?
Yes.
What do you pay for rent?
I pay $918 a month.
$918 a month. And ever since the eviction order, you were hit with that, you continue to cash those checks?
Yes, yes. Okay. And I know so many people who are in a similar situation to myself, who may be in an even more vulnerable situation than myself, who have been impacted by a landlord who's trying to get them evicted for renovations. And I think there's action that needs to be taken on that front. We see in other provinces that there are more protections for tenants. And we don't see as many protections here in Nova Scotia. The landlord is not able to raise my rent because I've been living here, and there's a they're currently not allowed to do that. But if they were to rent to another tenant under the current rules, they could significantly increase the rent.
You said tenants don't have many rights. What kind of rights would you like to see implemented so many people don't end up in your situation?
Yes. In terms of even in other provinces, I've seen examples where there's like a legal fund that tenants can access to be able to get legal advice to challenge a rent eviction. We don't have that here. There's also other provinces where if there is work that needs to be done for repairs, that the tenant is able to come back after the repairs have been completed. And that's not written in our legislation. So these are some limitations that I see that I would like to see improved in our province. I think also that there's organizations advocating for landlord licensing, and I think that that's also an important issue. If a landlord is behaving poorly and abusively against tenants and not doing the repairs that they're required to do, they shouldn't be allowed to be landlords.
On what grounds do you think the tenancy board struck down his order?
My understanding when I look at the decision is that there is, he doesn't have the permits in place for the work he said that needs to be done. And also there is not enough evidence for his claims around this issue of mold and like the level of mold that he's saying that there is in the unit. Thank you.
What advice would you have anyone who maybe got a notice today or recently that they're being rent evicted? What would you say their first step should be?
I think it's important for people to, before they act, before they sign anything, to try to get some legal information and legal advice if possible. There's clinics that provide legal information in the province, and so I definitely encourage people to reach out. Like, I have heard from tenants who don't know what their rights are and maybe did sign one of the forms, and so you can lose your rights by signing. You can sign away your rights without knowing it, and so I just encourage people to be informed.